Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday. It's the Creation Light Shift Healing Session Program event. So here we go. The date today, and we're on Station 1, and we're also on Station 1. This is for people on archives if you want to tune in live. So we're on Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays, Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. So today's date is August 29th. 2016. So I'm going to do a clearing here for this. Remember, they stick you with these numbers on programs, so I'll get rid of this program. So we still got 3 days left in the month to go here. So here we go, releasing these energies for today's date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. And let's clear away energy that you may have. But we'll first bring in the light beings. So think of a condition that you have, a situation. Well, charge the light beings first. So some people have a couple of computer monitors up or a TV screen. May have one on your cell phone. So here we go. Let's bring in peace energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we're going to help you out, and by doing so, we're going to release an energy from you that you don't want. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Hopefully that helped you out a lot, and let's bring our co-host on, Elizabeth. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We're so glad that you're joining us on the Healing Highway today. Ron does 4 radio shows a week. As he said, Mondays and Wednesdays are on Station 1 and Friday, Saturday on Station 2. So make sure you check out our BBS radio homepage, which has a lot of information, as well as links to the chat where you can submit questions during the live shows. You can also email us during the shows at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And maybe you were even on the call yesterday. Ron does a series of monthly calls dealing with ascension preparation and intensives, and they're 8 hours of healing. And yesterday's call was really spectacular, and I'm wondering if anybody out there listening now is on the call and would like to submit a testimonial. And I know 8 hours seems like a very long call, but it goes by so fast. And also, you can attend the call as a registered absentee if you're unable to be there for the whole 8 hours. So that's always an option, and I think the next set of calls will be posted on the website as soon as we know next month. So thanks everybody again for joining us, and make sure you check out creationlightship.com, which is the home base for all of the healings that we'll discuss on the show, as well as your as well as your portal for doing all of your healings via the web. So it's a really comprehensive site. And you can also check out our archives. Saturday night's show is really good, and you can get the peace energy even though you won't be going directly to the lightship on the archive. You can still feel the peace energy and get all of the wonderful access to the information that Ron presents for us every week. So we do have quite a few listener questions. And somebody said via email, Ron, that they said, last night I experienced a snap and then felt like I totally disintegrated. I called your name twice, was at peace, and slowly came back together again, and my body awareness returned. It felt like I disintegrated and you put me back together. Could you comment on what happened, please?
That's a rough one. Boy, I don't know. The night's been pretty intense lately, so I don't know.
Yeah. The listener also went on to write, Ron, that they wrote, today I feel like a lot of stuff left me. I feel more peaceful and calm than before. It feels like this is a total confirmation that I am safe in your care, and my body feels very relaxed in that knowing. No words or expressions can really express what that means to me.
Okay, oh, great.
So, yeah, it's been kind of a rough couple of days. And I know, like, I don't know about everybody listening, but if you live back east here in the U.S., you know, the seasons are changing, and a lot of people are kind of adjusting to these new timelines that are being brought in. A lot of people in different parts of the world are experiencing different things right now. So if anybody has been having these feelings and you've been using the clearings to maybe help you deal with them, write us and let us know how you've been coping. It's always good to know what people are experiencing and what they're going through, because a lot of the times our listening audience, they have done a lot of the clearings themselves, and they can really comment and speak to different situations that may be similar to yours and how they have overcome these circumstances in their lives and what clearings they've done to maybe clear the road to get more peaceful and more in the here and the now. So, Ron, I'm not sure. Did we remove the aliens that want to go to the light?
Not yet, but we could. So here we
okay.
go. You're out there listening. Now let's release them from here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy, okay. Do you have that information about what happened in history, Elizabeth, or should I read it here?
Yeah, I do. I can read it if you want, Ron. That's fine.
Go ahead, because it's hard. Cause I can only, you know, I got to go word by word.
Yeah. So today in history, on this day in history, in 1862, the North and South clashed at the Second Battle of Bull Run, and Confederate General Robert E. Lee deals a stinging defeat to Union General John Pope at the Second Battle of Bull Run, Virginia, a battle that arose out of the failure of Union General George McClellan's Peninsular Campaign earlier in the summer, frustrated with McClellan, who was still camped on the James Peninsula southeast of Richmond. President Lincoln and General-in-Chief Henry Halleck decided to pull a substantial part of McClellan's army off the Potomac and send it to General John Pope's newly formed Army of Virginia. So it sounds like a lot of stuff is going on regarding the Civil War, and if you live in that part of the country, in the South, maybe the Richmond area, I know Virginia, there was a lot of Civil War stuff going on there, so maybe you are feeling that if you're in that area and you would like to clear that, or maybe you have some ancestors who are from there. I know also there was Hurricane Katrina in 2005, which was very devastating in the Gulf. You know, as well as a bunch of other things.
I just got info here that Gene Wilder died today, 83.
Yeah, I did hear that too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just continue on, I guess, here. So anybody comment about when we did the horse ride on Saturday night?
I don't see any comments yet. Somebody was asking a question about the natal barcode clearing, which is one of the many clearings that Ron offers, and they said, I cleared my full name on birth names. I cleared my first name of my full name on other names. And they're asking, does it matter which button you click on, and should you clear the same word on multiple buttons?
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't answer that one. I haven't looked at that clearing since I put it up. So
maybe somebody could comment who's done this out there listening. I haven't actually done it myself, but I will look at the images here, and it does say, you would enter, I guess, your full name, and then, if you do your birth name as your full name, I guess then you would enter your nickname and clear that under the nickname clearing. Married name, I guess you would type in different names and then go down the list and just clear them. As you were doing them. But Ron, wouldn't you type in, like, if your married name is Jane Smith and your maiden name is Jane Jones, you would just type both of those names into the box?
Yeah, because you were abducted underneath your old name, okay?
Right.
Well, the fact that you're changing your name, but you're the same body, you're being connected maybe even in a different situation. Remember, they use keywords, so maybe they're using, I can't say this is correct, but it's a possibility, maybe they take all the letters like A's, right? But what does it say? A J for Jones, okay? So your last name used to be Jones. So everybody who has a J last name, starting with J, or even a J in it, they go to certain abduction experiences. And so now that you're a Smith with an S, that could be a whole different avenue of abduction. So, and they still got your body. So you may want to look at that because they connect you, with your name and how people connect with you. So I would imagine a very popular person would have more abductions than somebody who isn't quite as popular. So anyway, back to you.
So Ron, what you just said is very interesting. You would have more abductions. So your name is a way you can be abducted.
Yeah, that is correct, because you're being notified. Just think of the aliens up there watching you, and listening. And when they hear a name, they go, oh, this name's been repeated 10 times. Maybe they got a lot of stuff going on. They're very emotional or whatever, because the name is doing a lot of stuff. So naturally, that you're probably going to have more of an abduction experience with them because you're so active.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, if you think about it, that really makes a lot of sense, and it really speaks to the importance of why you should do the natal barcode clearing. So does that kind of, I don't know what the right term would be, like put blinders on the aliens so they're not listening for your name anymore?
Well, your name is associated with your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that name-body connection. That's why when I clear the vowels out, you don't resonate to it. So then the aliens aren't going to connect with you as easily because you have the vowels cleared and that name doesn't connect to your body. So, that's what they go by, is how you're being connected. And actually, if people keep saying your name a lot, then more than likely you're going to be high on their list. For somebody who's quiet, and unemotional, may not have a lot of experiences. Remember, you're still having them if you don't realize it. But you might have a more peaceful life by not connecting with people or talking a lot or having people say your name. Anyway,
That's crazy. So, I mean, yeah, you definitely don't want to start Googling names. And, you know, that's why I think all of this online stuff is so not something you want to engage with, because you don't know, like, who's putting your name out there, who's using your image. It's very freaky to me, but people seem totally cool with it. So, I mean, if I were going online, I would disguise myself and use a fake name. Or not put my picture up at all. But yeah, it really is interesting, and I think a lot of us should do that clearing, because it's I think it's only $50, and it's a really important and thorough clearing to do, especially after how you just explained it, Ron. So someone else wrote in and said, today, August 29th, is Judgment Day, where the computers gain artificial consciousness and launch nuclear weapons, resulting in over 3 billion casualties in the Terminator franchise. Originally set for 1997, it was then changed later in the series to 2017. Could we please clear this date and this timeline? Thanks. Interesting.
Okay, so I can't really clear a timeline, you know, in the future. So you said 2017, is that what you said?
August 29th, 1997, and then August 29th, 2017.
Yeah, the one's in the past and one's in the future, so it doesn't really...
Yeah.
I can clear the one that's 97, I guess, through that timeline. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, see how that affects people. Back to you.
Wow. And Ron, just the phrase Judgment Day, you might also want to clear that. I don't know if you personally want to, but people might want to clear that phrase.
Yeah, I would say get on that clearing and clear it out, you know, because it could be something that's attached to you, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in religion, they talk about Judgment Day, Day of Judgment or something. So that could be a
yeah.
big thing.
Yeah, that's a very big word, judgment.
Yeah.
You know, and what Ron always says here on the show is that the light does not judge you. It always sees you as perfect and whole. That's why you have to request a healing out loud, because if you don't, the light is not going to see anything wrong with you.
That's good.
So this is kind of interesting, Ron. Along those lines, if Indian deities wanted to believe... If Indian deities wanted to be released from people's praying, years ago Ron did this, does Jesus want to be released from all of the people praying to him?
Oh, yeah, his energy isn't here any longer. It left 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So what they're praying to, the fake Jesus, the light of the darkness Jesus.
Right, the light of the darkness.
Well, the light of the darkness, they probably want all those prayers to that so it could be more powerful.
Gosh.
So that's what people, you know, I'm not going to get involved with that. But the
I don't blame you. Wow. Yeah, that's heavy.
That's their own thing.
Yeah, that's definitely their own thing, man. I stay far away from that one, too. So someone wrote in with a testimonial for the horse ride, and they said, thank you for letting us have a ride on a horse. Light being on Saturday night, I felt the movement and lovely energy, including the gentle stop at the end of the ride, knowing that my healing continued on that night. Thank you. Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love horses. It's always a nice feeling to experience that on the light ship when you do take us there, Ron. So thanks so much for sending that. And somebody else wrote in and said, I just ran the clearing for the lymphatic body. It is called the Toxicity Lymph Clearing on the website and is a whole life clearing. Wow, it is excellent. For me, it cleaned out a grimy haze, sort of like body smog. My eyes and energy are clearer, brighter, and more full of light. I highly recommend this healing to assist your spirit being able to live with you inside your body. As with most of the clearings, you truly don't know how much something is affecting you until it is gone. Wow, what a wonderful testimonial. And I find
what
that...
What was that again? Some people said,
toxicity lymph.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's a whole life clearing.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah, and also I find that this is a common experience for people after they go to the expos and they go in the light infusion chamber and start getting the light codes put back in their body, as well as doing the clearings via the web. This is a very familiar experience for me to read, and I think for others who have done the clearings. I know for myself, when as soon as you do them, you feel so much more peaceful. And it's true, you truly don't know how much something is affecting you until it is gone. And then you're like, why was I carrying that around? I don't know. Because you don't know. You have it. Like you said, Ron, even if you are not consciously aware of it, people may be out there saying your name or using it or, you know, whatever. You don't know a lot of the times what is happening. So someone else wrote in and said, last night, this is regarding Saturday. I was greeted last night with a large painted horse. As I mounted, we did a hi-ho silver reared up thing and took off. So much fun. Legs were buzzing with energy way after the hour was up. Absolutely love the adventure. Thanks.
That's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like a lot of people really... liked that experience on Saturday. Okay, so somebody else is asking, hi, Ron, I am running clearings on two browsers, but only one can see my picture. Will the other one still work while running behind the scenes?
Yeah, it will still work, yes, no problem.
Okay. Okay, great. Good to know. Okay, and somebody else had, this is interesting. This is one we don't talk about that often. But it is one of the sample healings that Ron gives, and they are full-strength healings, and they're all free, and you can find them on the left side of creationlightship.com under the healing login, which is the key in the green oval there. And somebody was running, they said they were running alien head connectors, have had that running all day. And they said, thank you so much. It reminds me of removing something I saw in Asheville, of this guy who was laying on the ground with a huge TV with antenna, which he had made to fit around his head to be shown.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess that's what it feels like. Okay, and Ron, I think you had wanted to announce this tonight. You had mentioned a special call for September, and this person wrote in saying, I thought I heard Ron mention on the weekend a specialty clearing. I missed the part where he said the name. This month we had the Vortex special call. Am I right about that? What is the name, or did I misunderstand? Thank you. So I think they're talking about maybe the cultural enslavement.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, yeah. So that'll be going out on an email shortly here to people.
Okay, great.
On the mailing list, you may get that within a few days here. What I decided to do is, since we're doing a two-hour call with this, I can probably handle maybe, we'll just say we cover like 10 issues for people. You probably could have your own to input there too. But from all the input that we've been getting we may have like 30 different types of issues, so I can't cover all of them. So what I decided to do was to have you, if you wish, to do this. I'll make this clearing half price, but just put in half your age. You probably do it after the call, okay? So it'll be the cultural enslavement clearing, so you can get that for half price. And you'd want to send in your the PayPal, you know, receipt invoice to me so I know that you're on the call, and then I'll send you the codes over for that. Or you can just get it half price by just going in there and taking half your age. And then what I'll give you when I get that thing, I'll give you the other thing, the unlimited version. So I need to have that invoice after the call, and then you'll get the unlimited version for free. So then you're able to go in and maybe clear 20 to 30 of the other issues that we would not cover.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds great, Ron, and we will all look forward to that. So it is coming soon, and stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted. So this is interesting, Ron. Somebody submitted a comment slash testimonial, and they recently did the 2,000 Years of Darkness barcode removal. And that is another free healing that Ron generously offers, and you can find that as well under the healing login under free sample healings. And that is an amazing clearing because it removes the barcode that dissolves any fear of the light and may also enable you to see more and to have a greater understanding of the light, and you can also do it for other people. So this person wrote in and said that for the past year, I felt something holding me back from doing clearings. Sometimes I buy and just not use the clearings. Other times I'd just be lazy to do them. Couldn't figure out what was holding me back. The other day, someone mentioned something about the 2,000-year clearing, and I decided to use it. Problem solved. So for those who feel they're being held back or restrained by outside forces from doing clearings, go try the 2,000-year and see what happens. Thanks again.
Yep, that's what that clearing is for, is to get you more in the present moment here.
Yeah, wow. And also, Ron, you know, maybe it was just, you know how you always say, like, when you listen to the archives or when you listen to the shows, you're going to hear them differently because maybe, like, a different clone is there, maybe you're more real, maybe you're just hearing other parts that you didn't hear because you were being abducted during one of the past broadcasts, you know what I mean? So maybe they finally, like, heard something and then they were like, oh, I should go do this. And it worked.
In fact, I'll repeat what I mentioned about that clearing. So if you get on the call that we're having for $20, that'll be on Saturday at 10:30 to 12:30. And the date on that, I believe, is the 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So that'll be a week from this weekend here. And if you get on that call, then you're going to probably want to clear more issues. So we'll be sending out an email with probably most of those issues on it. There could be some more. But once you get on the call, then if you want to go deeper and further to enhance your healing, you know, maybe there's 20 or 30 more issues that you know about, and then send me the receipt, the invoice, the PayPal invoice from you being on the $20 call, and then that'll allow you to go in and purchase the cultural enslavement clearing for half price. When I get that from you, then I will send you the unlimited version, which will be free to you, because you cannot use the whole lifetime clearing and input a situation in there. That's only inputable on the second part, which would be, you know, the other clearing for that. That's where you input this on the unlimited. You don't put anything in there and cultural enslavement for your whole life. It just clears your whole life out. So what we're talking about is genetics that go in the past That's why you want to get the unlimited so you can input that into that section. So hopefully that's clear to everybody. And what I'll need from you is probably maybe the middle of the week, you know, to send me information if you like, if you're just doing a donation button. I think we're going to be having it on the website shortly here. Maybe on there now, I'm not sure, but you'll be able to just link and you know, click on it and use PayPal for that particular special event on Saturday. Either way will work for you. And if you don't do it the other way where you get the link, then just, you know, do that maybe, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, then I'll send you out the phone number and stuff for that. So back to you.
Okay, wow, great. Thanks, Ron. And, yeah, everyone, get on that call. It's a great price, and these special calls are always really wonderful, and everyone seems to enjoy them. So it doesn't take a lot of time, pretty reasonable, and they can really help you out in many ways. Just like this person who wrote us and said, thanks for healing. They said, 5 years ago, I found Ron's show. I could barely walk, pain, and no spirit energy in my legs. I was resigned to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my days. After many healings, I am fully back on my 2 feet and working full time. Thanks so much for your healings. Wow.
Well, that's great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And we're getting a lot of new questions here. Okay, so someone is still not clear. I guess, Ron, you had mentioned another call 2 months ago, a reproductive conference call. And I thought on the cultural enslavement, he had just said something about our age and a cost of $20. I'm still not clear on this. A reproductive conference call. I don't know if I remember that one, but it could have been.
I'll have to deal with that on an email. So back
okay.
to you.
Okay. And the date of the cultural call you said was potentially September 10th, right, Ron?
Yep, that's it. It'll be before the four-hour call that starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Okay, someone is asking about the size of the light being. How much of the light being must be shown? I need to fit as many as possible into my screen. But I notice that I have to put less because I believe that the light being will emit less energy if the full photo is showing, including the light blue outline, and is less with the outline is number. I'm sorry, I don't understand this question. So, Ron, is there any specific size that the light being needs to be? Or,
well, basically, the larger the better. So
yeah, that's
the larger
what
the
I
better.
Think.
And, you know, you don't need to get 10 light beams up. You know, if you can get one large one, that'd be great. That'd be easier for you or put a couple up. So, but you may want to have typically, and it depends how astute you are with your computer, but you may want to have a light beam up for clearing. So if you do a clearing for, like, you know, having your spirit, like spirit infusion, spirit integration, and that's on one of the clearings that you're doing, you may have, you may want to put a light beam up just for that, and another light beam will be for doing the clearing itself that you're doing for yourself. Then you'd have two light beams up. So you can leave one up just for, you know, your spirit integration. And if you don't have it on one of the clearings, then just get one of the free clearings and go to that and click on spirit integration. And that will work for you if you wish to have it on your screen for any of the clearings. So all you need is really two light beams, typically. But it's up to you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and also, I don't know how people's computers are, but, you know, a lot of people find that it can be difficult to have all of those windows open at the same time and try to keep track of all those feelings. So you're still feeling the energy. And also, I think, like, you only want to have one clearing running at one time, right, Ron? Not, like, have three windows with three different clearings up. Like, they all have to relate to the same
clearing. Yeah, that had to be the same exact input. Like, I hurt my toe. So right away, you can do a pain clearing. You know, you probably would have your unlimited, you know, pain clearing. So you put that one up. And then you can do an emotional clearing because you're crying because it hurts, right? And then now you're angry because the person that did it is your best friend and they caused the problem. So now you've got an anger clearing going up. So you're dealing with that, but it's all the same issue. So that's how you have to look at it. So that's how you want to do the clearing. If it's the same exact input that you can copy and paste stating what your problem is, and you're doing a clearing for it, and normally it would be the unlimited versions of these clearings. In fact, it would have to be the unlimited version because the whole life one is not going to take care of it. So you want to do the unlimited and input in your own particular situation. So if you have that, it'll work fine. So anything else you can add to that, Elizabeth? But you don't want to run one for, you know, losing $10 out of your pocket, you know, on something and then doing something else, you know. And, you know, you want to keep it all the same. And remember, how is your body going to handle this energy as it comes back to you? You know, you may be, you know, falling asleep or something, or maybe your body's going to be in trauma because you're bringing all this energy back and it can't process it, so you may lose a day of work only because you chose to do too much at one time. So remember, you don't know how your body's going to respond. And just because you have one simple issue, it could go very, very deep. So you want to definitely, you know, be careful. And your mind will think, can tell you that you can do it. People always ask, oh, can I do that? Oh, yeah. Get off the pendulum. Oh, yeah, my body says I can do that. Well, it may not be 100% correct. You don't know. So, you know, don't do too much at one time. Well, back to you.
Yeah, and you know what I noticed too, Ron, is even when you're on the 8-hour calls, like a lot of the times you just feel like sleeping or resting because the healing is so intense and your body does need time to catch up and process that. So a lot of the times people are like, oh, I'm going to put up as many healings as I can. And, you know, sometimes it's better to just listen to your heart and your body and let that kind of tell you how you need to be doing it. I think there is a tendency, like, once you start to kind of want to go crazy and do everything, but that's why Ron has everybody do their whole lifetime emotional clearing first. That's the baseline clearing before you do any of the others or before you even really look at the website, because I know when you first look at it, you kind of are going, oh, my gosh, you know, my life is terrible. I need all these healings, but you probably don't. You just think you do. It's your mind kind of tricking you into making you believe that. So that's why everyone has to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. And then it's so really astonishing after you do that, you go back at the website, and everything seems so much more manageable. And you possibly may even think, oh, wow, no, I don't really need all of these clearings or healings. Okay. So someone's asking, Ron, if you could clarify if we can rerun our whole lifetime unlimited clearings for depression, shackles, vortexes, and bitterness.
Well, it depends what timeline you're on. So if you did the clearing, say, a week ago for depression, okay? Now, maybe you had depression that day with an incident. Remember, on the unlimited, you have to type in, you know, like for depression, what type of depression it is, okay? Because they'll give you an incident box there. So depression could work there, but, you know, you're running it because you feel depressed about something. So it could clear that out. Now, what if you were on a different timeline the next day, and now you feel like you're having depression? Well, the one before probably got cleared out, but they could put you on another depression timeline, so you could, you know, revisit that over again, and that's true with the other clearings, too. But it's cleared off once you clear it that one day. Could they put it back on you, you know, in 10 minutes? Yeah, they could. That's why you want to keep to stay in the now and be in the now as much as possible. Another interesting thing is that I've kind of heard people talking about, well, I want to get all my spirit energy back, so I'm going to continuously run, you know, the spirit integration or whatever we have on the website that would bring the spirit back to you. Well, it doesn't work quite that easily. Remember, you have to have a space inside of you to have your spirit come back. So if you still have darkness in you and you haven't cleaned it out, which means you haven't done a clearing on a certain issue, then doing that clearing is not going to bring your spirit into your body because it's already taken over by the darkness energies that you know, connected yourself with. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. So, you know, I have heard people say, yeah, I'm going to run this thing continuously all the time. And it could help you somewhat, but, you know, you need to figure out, you know, if it's possible, maybe somehow the aliens gave up on that energy that you that they hooked you up with, and they just pulled the program out of you, and now you got a void, a hole there, and your spirit could come into it. But typically, you know, if they don't do that, it's really not going to work. You know, it may work a little bit, but it's not going to really work because you have yourself contaminated. So your spirit is not going to go to you and say, oh, you're contaminated here. You have these negative thoughts, you know, in your thoughts, and I'm going to come in there and release them and get them out of there. Your spirit does not do that. You have to consciously clear out your DNA, and then your spirit will come back into you. Remember, your spirit is basically kind of wimpy. And unfortunately, that's because of, you know, it lost a lot of its energy over all these incarnations. So, so if you're worried about running that clearing continuously, I would just personally say, no, you better do some whole lifetime clearings so that you're able to have your spirit come to you, because otherwise you may just be taking computer time and it may not help you that much. That much might be a couple percent. It might help you because you have to clean out the locations that's contaminated, that's full of darkness. You know, that's your stuff. And if you don't get rid of your stuff, then your spirit can't possibly come into you because you haven't done the work to have it be able to come into you easily. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So back to you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's kind of like, you know, going out and buying a ton of, like, wonderful organic groceries and having a fridge full of, like, old food, and then you've nowhere to put anything.
Yeah.
So clean out that fridge. You know those people, Ron, they, like, have, like, a can of Ready Whip or something from, like, 1997 in there, and, you know, it's, like, been back there forever, and they never clean their fridge, and it's not, like, necessarily dirty, but there's just, like, a lot of stuff in there that's maybe past its date or whatever. So, yeah, you don't want that in there. Get that out.
Very good. Yep.
So that makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, clean out that fridge.
Yeah, that's why you're still here.
Yeah.
You're here because you got to clean yourself out. You wish to leave. That's with your body anyway.
Yep.
But, you know, you want to do the spirit barcode if you really want to get out of here.
Yeah, that's an important clearing to do.
So I'm talking to people who haven't done any clearing whatsoever. They go, I don't know, you know. You know, at least do your spirit barcode. That'll give you a ticket out of here. It's not going to take your body away, but it will get your spirit out. But the other ones are designed to help your body. And doing the spirit barcode is not going to give you a better life here. It only comes into play when ascension time occurs. Back to you.
Yeah, that's an important one. Ron, I was wondering, maybe we could do a sample healing for everybody.
Yeah, you got any ideas?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe... I was thinking of kind of like maybe being uncertainty maybe, if people are feeling like, I'm not really sure which way to go.
Certainty, huh? Well, the only reason why you'd be uncertain because you're on too many timelines at once, and you're confused. So I could do maybe one for confusion, I guess. Maybe, I can do uncertainty, I guess. Here we go. But you got to think of an issue because you have something that's one issue is not going along with another issue. That's why you're uncertain. Otherwise, you'd only have one thought. And then the one thought would be what you're following, but it may not be of source energy, but it's still one thought. So uncertainty means that you have many things running at once, and that's what the aliens want you to do and believe, is that you do have all these possibilities and you're not acting on any one of them. So here we go. You're here to be creative. So releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Wow, Ron. So could you say that maybe... if you are feeling uncertain, too, you are also maybe being influenced by people around you and not listening to yourself and going within enough?
Yeah, I would think that could possibly be the reason, too. It all depends how deep you're in a program or, you know, maybe you're down the rabbit hole too far and you just can't see clarity. That's why you want to get into the present moment, out of that rat hole. Remember, you're choosing to think, and the thoughts bring you into timeline, and then you have uncertainty. Maybe you're on, 100 timelines with a certain issue, and you're getting yourself confused trying to pick the best timeline for that particular issue, and they're all controlled by darkness. So maybe you're afraid of, having or selecting the wrong timeline. Because this one's bad, this one's bad, this one's bad. Well, get into the present moment, do your finger exercise, do the mind a heart drop, and all of a sudden all that uncertainty and that confusion should leave you. Maybe you don't even have to do what you were thinking of doing, So, maybe you're thinking about going somewhere, and your car's broke, and you're trying to figure out which is the best way to go and how to do that, et cetera, and what time to go. So you're putting all this mental energy out, and you go, I'll just do the mind a heart drop and see what happens. And all of a sudden it goes, hey, just call Joe. Joe can take me over there. I've been trying to figure out how to walk there. It's going to take me 4 hours to walk. I can call Joe now. I just got the information that I really needed before I was confused, It's going to be raining now. Do I bring an umbrella? Or it's too hot. Is it going to be snowing out? Is it a bad neighborhood I'm walking through? You can get off into all kinds of tangents. Remember, your mind loves to give you all these challenges. Remember, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's trying to get the best scenario to steal your energy out of you. That's how the aliens work. They want to do that. So do the mind a heart drop. Check your fingers, see where you are. 20 seconds, you go, okay, and then all of a sudden your spirit can help you. May not talk to you, but it'll give you, a path to go on. And you go, I'll take a bus. What the heck? I didn't think about the bus. Why didn't I think about the bus? It's because your mind wanting you to do something else, or maybe it's going to cause you harm. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that very well put and excellent explanation of everything. And maybe we could also do a clearing. I know this doesn't affect me personally, but a lot of people, and I guess a lot of people that have children, the kids have to go back to school already. So I'm wondering if maybe we could do a clearing for that timeline, or maybe the emotion of sadness, or like summer's ending. I feel bad for all the kids that have to go back. And it's still so nice out. You really don't want to be there. So I don't know. Maybe we could run a clearing for everybody for that. Maybe sadness on having to go back to school if you have children, or you're a parent, or you're a teacher, or you're a student yourself.
Okay, so I'll have you all select what you want to go through there, all different ways to look at it, whether you're a student or you're a parent or something. Well, here we go. Releasing the energy that you're thinking of, this one program that you're running that the alien gave you. You really, you shouldn't care about anything. So here we go. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And I guess that's it, you know. I guess for some people, you know, when school starts, maybe the parents anyway, you know, you know, they got to get up earlier, possibly. Maybe they have to drive their child to the bus stop or to school. So, you know, you are now inconvenienced. So I may want to do a clearing for that. You know, that's get on the unlimited version of the emotional. Maybe put in there something like that and see what that does for you. We talk about the unlimited version, and that's what you really need to get after you do your whole lifetime clearing, you know, for the major issues that you're dealing with. And, you know, just see where you are with your life. Are you in trauma? Are you in fear? Are you in pain? Are you deal with feelings a lot? And all these are the clearings or traumas, you know, so find out where you are, and you want to get the unlimited version for that, because that's the deck of cards that you were given in this lifetime. So the unlimited could, you know, dampen down a lot of your stuff. Back to you.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful thing to have the unlimited clearings as well as the whole lifetime clearings. And everybody who has done them that writes in has, as we've heard earlier in the show from some of the testimonials, really felt the power of doing those clearings themselves and getting that energy off of them.
Let's just say that because in the cultural enslavement one, one that we're going to be doing, the stuff you inherited, maybe you're too tall, okay? So maybe you're a woman and you're 6'6", and there's not very many guys around, and you just feel like you're too tall, you know, in the dating scene, we'll say, or maybe you're too short. So all of a sudden you go, yeah, that's me. Okay, so what did they give you with that? Okay, so you have that particular body type. Are you dealing with some type of a curse or spell or something? That's what we're going to be clearing off you, you know, a week from this Saturday. But you may want to look at that and say, gee, you know, I should be happy with what I am. You know, I'm really tall. I can see a lot around me, you know, or I'm short. I can go through small places. You know, there's also benefits. But you may want to look at the situation and just see if you're cursed. And now you're living that curse, and it's difficult for you to live here. So, you know, you may want to, you know, do that cultural enslavement clearing, you know, after we do the one on Saturday. So, anyway, that's just an idea. You could also probably go into some of the free clearings and maybe something else. Do you have any idea what somebody could do if they're too tall or too short and if they want to clear away? Besides the curse of sex and spell, what clearing do we have that could be free for people? Do you have any idea?
A free clearing, Ron?
Do we have a free one out there? Maybe the keyword intercept might be one about being too tall or too short. Maybe the
because I think these are all judgments that are given to you. I mean, you don't really think that until, you know, kids start making fun of you for your traits at school, or you get criticized by other people. So I would put in, like, oh, you're too fat, you're too stupid, you're too lazy. I don't know. Any of those things are phrases that people say. So those are all learned. So there's nothing, like, intrinsically wrong with you. You are just told this. So maybe you could do the alien keyword intercept to kind of remove the attachment of those words that they have to emotionally. Maybe that would help you.
Yeah,
put in those phrases that you've heard that are critical of you or your body type, and maybe that will help you get more peace with how you actually are and not have judgment around it or judgment from others. And also, I guess maybe, like, if you want to go a little bit further, you could do the psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah, that would work probably real well, yeah. So I guess it's about that time, everybody.
Yeah, wow, that went by fast.
That show. So let's do the Mind of Heart drop. And this we should be doing probably every hour, every day, if you like. Up to you. Depends how much you want to be in the present moment and to be in peace. So if you want to be peaceful, this is how you get there. 20 seconds. So here we go. Repeat after me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. You have to do it out loud naturally or whisper. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Should be peaceful. You're probably peaceful anyway, but do this maybe in a couple hours and to hang on to this peace. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. And tomorrow is our energetic hoarding call at 5:30 Pacific. We want to get stuff off of you that people are connecting you with. So we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, ladies. Bye.